Bill?
Oh, how you doing?
I'm good, mate. How are you, Bill? You all right?
I'm all right, mate. You?
Yeah, very good, thank you, mate. I went up to your office, actually, a little while back. You weren't in, actually. It's very nice. I think you've just done it up recently, a little while back, just before Christmas.
Yeah. Well, we've only been there a couple of years, so it's sort of still a bit of a work in progress. I mean, it's crazy, isn't it? Because you guys are literally around the corner.
Do you overlook each other at the back?
No, we probably could see each other. But if,
is there a street in between? I can't
remember. It's Bridal Lane in between.
Yeah, there's... Yeah.
So thanks for doing this, Bill.
Well, obviously, this is right on my street, Dave. This is,
I know you're any chance you can get of publicising the firm, you're up for, aren't you?
I couldn't quite believe that I'd sort of said yes in such a sort of casual manner.
Like Sean. Sean fought it.
Annoyingly, Sean's was the best. Well, I knew it was. I've listened to a few.
The thing is, that was all about the direction. Me and Dave coaxed that out of him.
Oh, yeah. We edited the shit out of that. You should have seen how it was initially.
Well, what's really weird is I've got a car park in sort of like Mayfair Way now. And I walk up and there's a little street. And there's this Starbucks that I sat on a couple of times. I thought it was Sean there and he was having meetings. I thought, I can't say hello. So I thought that I'd walk past this next time and I'd do this. Me and Sean used to communicate with this weird little whistle. So if you remember me and Dave, we go... So I did that a couple of times and he ignored me. I thought, fucking hell. And then I went up to this bloke thinking he was Sean after seeing about five times and it wasn't Sean. It was the biggest doppelganger. It wasn't Sean. I could not believe he had the same sort of green jacket on, smoking outside Starbucks, just writing. Couldn't believe it wasn't him. It was really weird.
Shall I introduce you? What can I say? So I first met Billy when he was a young teenager at Abbott Mead. Got told off by his dad. We could cut that if you want.
Everyone off for talking to me. No, I don't.
No, he said, you were kicking my son at football. Said it jokingly, but it's all... He did. Do you know that? He said it sort of jokingly.
I wouldn't do that again, Dave. He's probably thinking.
No, it was a bit awkward. And obviously, you're not one of these little lightweight, flyaway types. You'd have been one of the rougher boys playing football.
We had a few battles, didn't we, in the early days?
Weirdly, when I'd set up DHM, Billy set up 10-3, which at the time was one room exactly opposite my office in Newburgh Street. And we used to hang out the window talking to each other. And Billy at the time would say, well, it's a bit of a risk, this thing. I've taken a whole office and I'm not really sure how it's going to go. And now, obviously, you run 10-3. You've got that lovely building.
What I would say, Dave, is when I moved in, I was very nervous. And you sort of said, no, it'd be brilliant, Bill. We're just here. We'll feed you enough work just to pay the rent.
Yeah, exactly. We were ballooning. Yeah.
Still waiting for that call. Still waiting for that job.
I think we might have given you your first job, Bill.
No, I don't think you do. I think there might have been a DVD copy you needed of something.
Yeah, I think it was copying the Seinfeld reel that I...
Can you tell everyone the story behind the name 10-3? Because I've heard some things about it, but I'd like to know what it...
It's one of those stories that, depending on who you talk to, it gets elevated. But I played football when I was younger, straight out of school. And again, this is where it depends. I was on either on the cusp of the England squad or I was playing on a Saturday afternoon at Kingstonian in a non-league game. And I broke my leg very badly. It was on the 10th of March. And at the time, I was reading Lance Armstrong's latest book and loved Lance at the time. His Livestrong brand had an arm to it of 10-2. Which was the day he was diagnosed with cancer, the 2nd of October, because the Americans obviously flip it. And I thought, 10-3, that's a really cool thing. Well, me and Lance are, like, you know, connected now.
You used to like Lance.
And I used to love Lance. Still do, actually. Let's not get into that. Yeah. That's a bigger conversation. Then when I was trying to set up a company, I had no idea what to call it. So I thought, 10-3, that's a cool word. And then Dave made me some very nice business cards and a website and all that sort of stuff. So
still running today.
That was it. Still going. Still got business. Well, I've still got 1,000 business cards that we first printed. I never handed to anybody ever. but yeah, we're still going. We're still going.
All right, here we go. Let's kick it off then. Are you still working?
Yeah, we're pretty busy considering. I don't know about you, but I find it quite painful working in isolation.
Do you? What sense?
Well, maybe I didn't realise how much I enjoyed the collaborative nature of what we do. And maybe that's just sort of laziness coming at me. But I actually really miss sitting in a room with a director, sort of working out issues and the whole thing of sending a cut off and having to do it and then downloading another bit of footage. Because invariably all these jobs are stock footage or user generated footage. So there's always an endless sort of stream of it. But I miss that problem solving in the room.
It's interesting. One of our questions is, what have you learned about yourself in this time? And I would have thought that you, given the choice, possibly before isolation, would have preferred doing it on your own, thinking about it, locked in your room.
It's a funny one, editing. I think some editors love to be locked away for, you know, and they need sort of 2-3 days before they think. I suppose where I learned, and as you said, I sort of learnt in the room at CDD, I always had people in there with me. Do you know what I mean? It was always full up and there was always chat or darts going on in the background or something that sort of actually I quite liked. I quite like that sort of constant dialogue as you're trying things or as you're working. I'm not very good at working from home anyway.
Are you not?
I never have been. No, I just find the sort of distractions of the kids, my young adults, just too much.
Have you set up an edit suite in your house yet, Bill? Everyone seems to be doing that.
Do you know, I've done it, but I can't sit at it, you know, because I just move my laptop from, you know, because probably I want to be, it's probably looking for that bit of life as well. Do you know what I mean? I'd rather be at the kitchen table with things going around me than sort of hidden away in a room on my own.
So, Bill, everyone's obviously locked up, bored out their tree. You used to be a big DVD buyer. Still buy DVDs?
A few. We moved house, so we lost our shelf of DVDs. So and they're sort of in a box now. So
shelf, you had a wall of DVDs.
I did have a wall. You owned half of them, I think.
So name something from your DVD collection someone might not have seen that you'd recommend to while away the isolation.
I don't know, because I think as an editor you're expected to say some really obscure French film.
No, there's no pressure. It's just anything that might be fun.
No, I'm not going to say a DVD. I tell you what I have been watching, and obviously I've watched everything else, you know, on Netflix. I have been re-watching The Vicar of Dibley. The Vicar of Dibley. Pa, have you ever seen The Vicar of Dibley?
Yeah, that's not low.
It is unbelievable. It's unbelievable. I'm a massive Only Fools and Seinfeld fan, and I'm not going to put it in that bracket, but...
You know what? Do you see what I have to deal with every day on these podcasts? I'm exactly like you.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean? I'm not going to pretend that, I watched this sort of silent black and white Eastern European film and I loved it. Everyone should watch it. Get on The Vicar of Dibley.
I'd just be Curb more than, you know, Mrs. Brown's Boys or whatever you two watch when you're together. I'm just not in that space.
Actually, Mrs. Brown's Boys is a step too far for me.
Yeah, I've never seen that. But have you seen The Vicar of Dibley, Dave?
I think I've seen where she falls in the puddle.
Yeah, I mean, that's the classic. The first series especially, and maybe it's just sort of being in lockdown and looking for something new to watch, I was laughing a lot.
Dave, are you not an Only Fools and Horses fan?
I like that. Yeah, I like that.
I mean, that's got to be the best British written thing ever, hasn't it?
No. I think, you know, off the top of my head, you've got, obviously, The Office, Fawlty Towers, Blackadder. I tell you what I love.
It's better than The Office. I'm not having The Office compared to The Only Fools. I'm with you.
Not in a million years. It's about a billion times better than The Office.
Yeah, you Sun readers love that sort of thing, but... I tell you what I love that you probably, it's probably not broad enough for you, which is The Mighty Boosh.
Yeah, I like that.
I've never got into that.
You know,
it's
I don't
a
mind
bit strange,
you
wouldn't
like it, Bill. There's no knob gags or people falling over and that sort of stuff.
Yeah. You know me too well.
Yeah.
Well, you introduced me to Seinfeld, which is, I actually just had a spell away, working away in Germany. I was in Germany for about 2 months last year, and I watched Seinfeld sort of the whole time I was there and did the whole 8 series. And then Netflix,
did you really?
I got, I didn't get to the last series because Netflix all of a sudden just took it off. And I was watching, and I was done. I need to rewatch it. But I mean, that is some of the best television ever made.
All right, Bill, are you drinking more or less alcohol?
You know what? I don't drink. I very, very rarely drink. It was my daughter's 18th birthday in the middle of March, and we had some beer pong. Her boyfriend's with us as well, and my son is 15, and he'd never had a drink before. So we played beer pong with vodka and slush puppy syrup, which was absolutely disgusting. So I had a drink then. Yeah, that's it. I just don't drink. Never have, really.
Okay. So you can answer that Lou Rowe question, though. How many bog rolls have you got?
We were running quite low the other day, but I was shopping yesterday and I got a pack of 16. So a fresh pack. I think maybe one's gone out in circulation, but 16 we've got at the moment.
16, that's all right. That's the lower half of the table.
So, Bill, if you could open up one thing, and I'm pretty sure we know what the answer is, but I'll ask you anyway, pubs or the Premiership, what would it be?
It's got to be the Premiership, obviously. I mean, I listen to a lot of football podcasts to pass the day as I'm doing a bit of gardening, and there seems to be a lot of discussion about it. But I think the country, it would make such a difference to the whole country if they can obviously do it safely to have something like the football to watch. You know, yeah. I think it would make such a difference. But yeah, football. To be honest, I'd be quite happy in isolation. Apart from the work thing, if football was on, I'd be very happy here, actually.
Are you a mask wearer, Bill?
Do you know what? I'm not, but I would. My wife has been trying to frantically buy some. I think she's got a shipment, but four or five shipments coming in from different parts of the world. I mean, I was one of, probably, as you can sort of guess, in the early stages of this, where everyone was with their sort of hand sanitizers. In the early stages, I was sort of like, oh, what are you doing? That's ridiculous, you know. Sort of a bit blasé, thinking this isn't going to affect us. Yeah. And then when it, you know, getting a face mask is almost impossible. I'm not really sure where people are getting them from, to be honest.
Gloves at the supermarket?
Yeah, always wear the gloves. And maybe gardening. We've run out of rubber gloves, so we've got gardening gloves now. A bit strange when it's boiling hot.
Have you noticed, Bill, any aspect of a cleaner planet? Like more birds singing, animals running around, bluer skies, anything like that?
Not particularly. Yeah. I actually Googled to try and find some images, because I've heard lots of people saying, oh my God, you know, up in space you can see stuff you've never been able to see before, and I couldn't find any evidence of it. So I hope it's the case. Have you noticed that, Dave?
In North London, I noticed the birds singing much more, and they seem louder. And I don't know whether that's because I've read that and I'm now more conscious of it, or whether they are actually louder. But we just spoke to someone who said the sky is 100% more bluer than it was.
Well, yeah, I just don't know if I look up at the sky and sort of notice before to net. Do you know what I mean? That's the tricky thing, yeah. Isn't it? I'm not sure I paid that much attention.
So have you baked any sourdough yet? Have you attempted such a thing?
No, not a baker, unfortunately. No.
Have you done any DIY? Have you made anything, fixed anything?
Do you know what? I have actually. We've had this not long moved into this house, and the garden needed a bit of work. So I've made a couple of sets of steps in the garden, which have been quite, and done a load of moving of rubble and physical activity more than DIY, but I've done a bit of that. Well,
name an ad you've seen in this period. Doesn't have either good or bad, just anything that springs to mind.
I mean, I know Park's been working with him recently, I think, but I saw Simon Rattigan just did a British Gas ad, and I really like that campaign anyway. And right. Actually, you can just tell he's really thought about, it's self-shot from British Gas Engineers, from their POV, but it's just better than everything else that's been made, because it's been thought about and has an element of craft to it.
Barb, have you got one last question?
I was going to say, there was that one other thing you guys have got to watch, yeah. And I don't know, are you not a cricket fan, Dave, are you?
No.
I am. And I know what you're about to say.
Oh, okay.
Because someone else...
What am I going to say? The test?
Yeah. Because someone else has been on here. Who was it that said it?
Can't remember. I screened it out because I don't really like cricket. So.
It's one of the best sports documentaries I've seen. Dave, I think you'd enjoy it. It follows the Australian cricket team basically for the last 2 years since after Smith and Warner got caught for ball tampering.
Oh, right.
And it just is just with them, and the access is amazing. And it honestly makes you really love the Australian cricket team, which is really strange. Like, really strange. But they are, it's a really brilliant sports documentary.
Brilliant. Thanks, Bill.
Thanks for your time. That wasn't too painful, was it?
Pleasure, guys.
We'll see you soon, mate.
Yeah, look forward to it. Take care.
Cheers, Bill. Thanks for that.
Bye.
Take care, Dave. Cheers.
All the best.
Bye, mate. Bye.